What's up, what's up, what's up?
This is a little treat, a little thing, because I was shocked by this. This is actually the day before 420, but this is the Green Monocle, and I am Carl Blindside Roland, and flying in with the surprise is...
The Kronk's Nick Redbird, what's up?
Nicky's here, dude. We just had a little smoke. Out on the veranda. Or the outer spaceman.
The outer spaceman.
So Nicky's here. He's just going to drop you all a message for 4:20 because he's not with us tomorrow, unfortunately. But I got a nice surprise tonight.
Yeah, basically tomorrow, everyone smoke it up. Like, I'll be at work, unfortunately, and then I'll be down in Worthing chilling.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone have a great 4:20. Try and remember it. It won't happen.
It's why we record it.
Yeah, it won't happen. You got to record shit. Try your own recordings.
Yes.
Maybe give the best little skits of your recordings on
our Green Twitter Monocle
or
Twitter.
Our Twitter or our Facebook. That'd be cool. Smoke it up. Make sure you have munchies. Always got to have munchies.
Got to make sure. Yeah. We've gone through the list. We said what the requirements are. We're already stocked, so.
And you got to have libation as well.
Yeah. No, we're all good. We're stocked up yesterday. We're all good.
Groovy.
Alright, man. Alright, that was just a short sting because this is obviously a multiple shot episode.
Dun dun dun.
But yeah, Nicky was on the 4:20 episode, and I'm going to surprise Jody with it tomorrow.
Surprise.
Alright, we'll catch you then.
Peace.
We're back, bitches!
What up, people?
This is the Green Monocle. On 4:20.
Oh my god, 4:20. Finally. So fucking excited.
Do your mother.
We have some people with us today.
We actually have guests in the circle.
Yay!
It's
like children.
We got baby lungs.
Sup?
And Little Bear.
Hey!
Little Bear returning to the circle.
And I'm of course Carl Blindside Ronan, and she's always...
Jodie, a.k.a. the girl.
Girls in the circle. We are already a little bit baked. The session has begun.
We are all quite far into it. Poor baby lungs tapped out on the first one, on his first one.
Yes. I did.
Hence baby lungs.
It's sweet.
And innocent.
Yes.
I wouldn't go that far.
You know things. Too much.
While we're all cognitive and responsive, I thought we'd, for the first 10 minutes of the show, we'll play the game that we play on this show, which is called Blaze It or Bullshit. I've got the name of four brand new strains, and four strains I've completely made up. I'll give you the name. You have to guess if it's Blaze It, as in it's right, or Bullshit, as in I've made it up. Sadly, there's no 4:20 themed ones. Apparently, people don't try and name strains around this time of the year.
Ah, what a shame.
Right.
I have Leafly at the ready.
No cheating. Because Leafly is the source of where I get these from. Cheating, really. All right. Number one, Cassius Clay. Blaze it or bullshit?
Cassius.
Cassius Clay.
Blaze it.
I want to say bullshit.
Bullshit?
I'm going bullshit.
It Blaze it.
Yeah. Oh.
Cassius Clay is the original boxing name of Muhammad Ali.
Oh, you need to keep track of your own sport.
Denver Purple Haze.
Blaze it.
Bullshit.
I'm going to go bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Green Wrench. Green Wrench.
Blaze it.
I want it to be Blaze It.
Bullshit.
Dang it.
OG Los Angeles Kush.
Blaze it.
True.
Yeah.
Phantom Arrow.
Bullshit.
Blaze it.
Yes.
Dang it.
Grease Monkey.
I'm going to go Blaze It.
Blaze it.
Bullshit.
Blaze it. Yes! Dang
it. OG Twilight.
Blaze it.
Bullshit.
Fuck.
Dang it.
There is no strain that has Twilight in the name.
Huh.
Interesting, right? You think the name having an ethereal kind of a highness to it?
Mm.
Yeah, weird, don't
you? Missed market opportunity.
Dazed and confused.
Ooh.
Blaze it.
Bullshit. But Jodie, have you watched that movie?
No, fucking haven't.
Ah, I swerved you right at the end. Ah.
Man,
a lot of elements of a 45-minute show into 10 minutes. Because I know we're going to get too high to remember this shit later.
I think that's like the worst I've ever done. Only got three right.
Only got three right.
I got three.
I reckon I got three as well.
Ooh. I have one more.
Okay.
George Foreman.
George
Foreman. I want it to be Blaze It, but I want to call bullshit.
You going bullshit? Blaze It.
Blaze It.
So I want it to be Blaze It.
I want it to be...
Bullshit. So the winner of Blaze It and Bullshit today was Baby Lungs!
Yes.
Yay. Well done, Baby Lungs.
So Baby Lungs gets the green hit on this blunt.
I don't think Baby Lungs...
I don't think I need it. I'm good.
But it is your prize. He set this up so it would be the prize for Blaze It or Bullshit.
The weed's falling out of it.
Oh, damn.
That's how greeny it is.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's packed.
Lovely Wonderberry cone.
I don't think I've ever actually done like a proper blunt.
Oh.
Oh, baby, no, I don't. Gonna
then no.
Yeah.
No.
I need to pass on the torch.
This would tap you the fuck out. No.
Oh.
Right, I think it's a death match between.
It's fine. We have a curvy cellulose joint. As I'm calling it, my wang. It's got a nice natural curvature to it, which I respect in my day and age.
Well, and it fins in when you get to the tip.
Unfortunately, yes, I am bass heavy.
Oh, God.
As I like to say.
God, I'm getting shafted by everything. Shafted by name, shafted by skinny penis. Oh.
Hey, you're going to suck on it next.
Huh? The see-through ones always look so funny. Is it flavoured?
Yeah, weed.
Good flavour.
No, it's just clear cellulose papers. There is a cherry-flavoured cone like this in the medical bag.
Medical.
Because, you know, I'm a proper stoner. All my shit's in a medical bag.
Oh, that is so awesome.
We came prepared.
That's like 1950s doctor.
A 1970s, actually.
Oh, so close. Old school, though.
I got it for my Hunter S. Thompson cosplay. I wanted a proper medical bag for when I did it.
Mm.
Always would have my fly swatter, a gun, a joint. Has to be a joint in there. Grapefruit and my stethoscope.
No. That's such a nice combination of things. I love it.
Well, it's all Hunter's props. He said basically everything he has in his hands during Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh.
And a little bit of Where the Buffalo Roam, because Bill Murray playing Hunter S. Thompson was fucking amazing. And people do not know about that movie, and it's a fucking travesty. Peter Boyle was in it as well. Peter Boyle was in it as attorney, who was later played by Benicio del Toro. So they kind of went with some, different casting on that one. Sorry, I've been watching a Trump rally earlier. Is anybody taking this? Cause...
Oh, sorry.
I'm just holding it like this. Do you think this is how I hold weed when I'm smoking it?
You never know.
Upright, because visual jokes are
not. It's kind of magical, uncomfortable and awkward because this Jap's eye was pointed right at me.
When I was gesturing...
It's like going down the barrel of a gun.
Should have just been like that.
It's like an angry snake.
Yeah, that's a good term, alright?
Alright, this chapter is being called Angry Snake.
Oh, I love you so much, little bear. You come out with the best things.
The reaction to the surprise I played for you before the episode. Because at the beginning of this episode, we have a foremention from Nikki. He popped down to see me last night.
Yeah, he did. Oh, Nikki.
Yeah. So the Kronks has introed on the 420 show the day beforehand, because like a stoner, he hasn't turned up on the day.
Like a stoner.
But it was lovely to see him, even if it was just for like 20 minutes. It was really nice. But yeah, you punched me, and then you hugged me.
Because I wasn't informed when he was down. Like
neither was I.
No, but I was just like, oh, I would literally have run over there if I knew, because it has been ages. Like I haven't seen him since he left.
No, it's been a good couple of months.
You're going forever. Down
there twice.
Like 4 months, 4 or 5 months now.
Yeah, it's been
about that. Yeah,
ages. Pretty much started.
It's got to be half a year soon.
Yeah, apparently I'm the only person who's gone to visit them so far.
It's the thing, I said this to him last night and it finally clicked for him. We were waiting on the invitation. Mm. You're all the guys, the new schedule trying to get everything in exactly. place. Mm. We're not going to be just like, hey, we're coming down this weekend. Yeah. It's just like, now that we know we have the invitation properly, we'll sort something out.
Yeah.
Decide.
That's the thing, they've got to that point where, you know, they can't schedule it. They've got everything sorted really quickly.
I have no doubt in my mind that I know how determined Shani was to get everything sorted. Mm. Sorry, the commotion there was that Baby Lungs has tapped out again.
You considered it for a sec, like, no.
But
probably next round.
Next round, yeah. Yeah, no, because I called you out on your bullshit.
Yeah, it's so nice.
I could spark this up anytime, Junior.
I thought it was just ready and waiting, like a loaded.
Like weapon. A bat out of hell, you'll be stoned when the morning comes. Ooh, pink grinder.
Yeah, of course.
Our little bear is very colour coded. Pink, like weed bag, like pink dressing gown, pink grinder. Pink room, oh my god, it's so much pink. I was so, because it used to be my room, so the first time I saw it, it was a big shock.
Because yeah. it was like Barbie or something threw up in there.
Oh yeah, I said something to that, like it looked like Barbie threw up everywhere.
Lovely image for the audience there. Barbie chundering everywhere.
It's all pink.
So much pink.
I got that reference.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink. Yeah, that's right. I'll drop a Mean Girls reference. You go, Glen Coco.
Yes. I love that.
You saw Tina Fey in a bra. I'm not mad at that movie.
Do you know what? I do love that film. I thought it was great. Quality.
Everyone loves that film.
It's so funny.
That's why I just love Tina Fey. The fact that she, everybody knows her from now, from like 30 Rock and Stand Up and everything. But this is a woman who's raising a child, ran a TV show, writing and being the lead, and still went on a book tour in over 2 years. It's amazing how hard she works.
And she's damn funny.
And she's funny as fuck. I love 30 Rock up until like season 5 when it really jumped the shark. We need to find out who Jack's dad is and get him a kidney. Just, no. And poor Tracy Morgan. Well, he's all right now, but... Hit by a car, bless him.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Nearly died. Charlie Murphy!
Fucking no. Don't bring that up.
All right.
Hurts.
All right, that's the first segment done, guys.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Guys, it's 4:20. Woo! Blaze it! Happy 4:20, everybody.
Happy 4:20.
Woo, put your pipes up. Put your pipes up.
Chills.
And Baby Long's doing it in spirit. Yeah, so this is officially 4:20.
Baby Lungs.
You're taking a break, aren't you, kid?
Yeah. He might be done for the day.
This is an audio
it's
medium.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
I can't say the rest of it because it's weird because I always usually say it to Nicky. Especially when he was going for his dry patch. It's been a while since Nicky got his dick wet. Until he got really red and embarrassed. It's so easy to embarrass that kid.
Just the emo. That's it.
emo photos set him off every time. We have talked about emo Nikki on the show before.
Yeah.
I have threatened to put those on the Twitter. I have them.
Yeah.
Idiot left his phone around mine once. And no offense, he didn't have the hardest code in the world to get into. 0420.
Yeah. Good stoner.
Not anymore.
Nah, he's giving it up now.
Not doing it as often. He hasn't given up. He'll never give up.
I don't know.
I saw him yesterday. I had a joint with him yesterday.
Oh, well, that's me told then.
He came round to me to have a joint. He even knew that I'd have shit ready for today. Anybody like to hit my pipe?
I will give it a go. It's a nice little bit of glass you have there.
Change. Sorry, there's no greens, but there is a decent hit left in there. So, Mr. Baby Lungs, if that is your real name.
It's Ben, actually. But we'll go with Baby
Lungs. He broke the fourth wall! He broke the fourth wall!
Wait, that's a thing we can do here?
Yeah, it's an audio medium, but there's walls everywhere. Walls. So, hi, history.
Okay, I've got Deadpool powers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm cool with that.
Boss. Deadpool powers?
Deadpool.
He can break the fourth wall.
Ah, that's true.
Mm.
And doing a fantastic job. Josh Brolin's been cast as Cable.
See, I don't know too much about the Kelmick, so I just know about the character. Who is...
Cable, for the uninitiated. Welcome to Nerd Corner, kids.
Yes.
Let Uncle Carl tell you a story.
I'm never going to live down the patronising jokes now, am I?
Nope. I do this anyway. I'm smoking out of a Sherlock pipe. It's kind of ensued that I should be a bit of a prick.
Good old Watson.
Cable is Nathaniel Summers. That last name might ring a bell to you X-Men fans. He is the future grandson of Jean and Scott, or Cyclops and Jean Grey.
Mm.
Travel back from the future as a mercenary. He has a cybernetic arm, a healing ability, not to the level of Wolverine. And he is also slightly telepathic and has a glowing yellow eye that is what how he sees through dimensions, basically.
Mm.
And for the longest run, and one of the best comic runs of the early noughty, was Cable and Deadpool.
Mm.
They've, for some reason, this straight militaristic cybernetic warrior of the future teams up with the merc with the mouth. And hilarity ensues. It's the best straight guy, full guy combo I've read in comics in my life. So, for Josh Brolin, who can play straight lace so well against Ryan Reynolds' crazy Deadpool, it's going to be such a good movie.
I am looking forward to this.
When's the next Deadpool movie then?
Next year. It's in production as we speaketh, hence why we've now heard the casting of Cable.
Exciting.
It's also going to have Domino in it.
Mm.
And yeah, so because they're going to be setting up an X-Force movie. Which is the branch of the X-Men that do all the dirty kill missions. Like basically the missions X-Men need to do but can't publicly do. You know, it's not like fighting Magneto. It's like, no, you got to kill this little version of Apocalypse who might become the next Apocalypse.
Mm.
Undercover. Or not undercover, underground. Well,
it was Wolverine, Deadpool, Warpath, Red Hulk and Punisher at one point. It was fun.
But is Hugh Jackman going to be in Deadpool 2?
The rumour is he's done a cameo. Okay. Currently, the joke is that they've got him as Hugh Jackman, basically not Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
In the movie, just to confirm, he's not Wolverine
that's
anymore.
That's a good compromise.
And Wolverine's one of the only movies that... I mean, Deadpool 2's going to be one of the only movies where you're going to get away with that shit.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
True.
Yeah.
But no, we gotta wait to 2018 on that one, kids.
That just adds its entire like own.
But we still got Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and Thor Ragnarok this year. Oh, both of them look amazing. Ragnarok. Ragnarok looks amazing.
I'm just, how
did they made get... They made the helmet cool.
Yeah, they did. But I'm just,
stupid wing helmet.
I don't know that
the
one.
The thing that really amazes me...
For Ragnarok.
Yeah.
We'll get it up after the recording.
Yeah, the thing that really amazes me is just how the hell did they get the rights to have Led Zeppelin? Like, because they're really hard to get.
It's, it's Marvel.
Yeah.
Money.
Which means money. Which means it's Disney, which means it's several record companies that most probably at some point have recorded Led Zeppelin.
They know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But have you heard the rumour that Apple might be buying them for $200 billion?
Buying who? Disney?
Apple might be trying to buy Disney for $200 billion.
Holy fuck, that's a monopoly.
Just to put it into perspective for you kids.
That's weird.
I'll just put it into perspective for you. George Lucas sold Star Wars to Disney for $20 billion. How much money does Star Wars make, kids? For stupid money.
That is the birth of a monopoly.
And you know how much they bought Marvel for? $8 billion. Marvel was going cheap back in the day. Well, do you remember the Daredevil movie, the Elektra movie, those Fantastic Four movies?
Jesus, oh, God. Christ.
Yeah. That's because they didn't have the right... They sold their rights off in the early noughties. The company was struggling so much, they just sold off the rights to their characters.
Mm.
That's why you'll never get Spider-Man in the X-Men movie. We're lucky to get Spider-Man in the Marvel Universe. Yeah. Sony was just basically right. All right, we fucked this up twice now. Fix this.
Yeah.
You can have him, please. Just use it. Make it right.
What are we going to do? Well, the first thing we're going to do, we're actually going to make him a fucking teenager. Radical idea. I don't think a 28-year-old and a 34-year-old playing teenage Peter Parker was the way to go. As young as Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield look.
This guy definitely looks teenager-y.
He's 17. He's 21 now. He was 19 when he got the role.
Mm.
Youngest Spider-Man who's actually was a teenager, and his movie's going to be badass.
I need to rewatch Civil War. That was a good film.
So good, but Lego spoiled that for me.
Damn Lego.
No, Lego always released the big. I'm guessing you're okay.
I'm good.
Lego always released the big sets. Then there you go. They always release their big sets that always have the big action scene. And they of course they did the giant man.
Oh shit.
It was rumour, but then that confirmed it. Oh, that's tasty.
That's tasty.
The strains we have today, we've had blunts and bongs and pipes and all the wondrous things. It's 420. Everything's being smoked out of everything.
How we roll.
We've had Critical Mass, OG18, Blueberry, and K2. So it's a multi-strain show.
Very multicultural of us.
Yes.
One agrees.
It's got like a grapefruity taste. I'm digging this.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well, actually. Yeah,
very grapefruity. I like it. Yeah. You do get the blueberry on the blueberry, though.
Mm.
Critical Mass is just weed tasting. Earthy, lovely.
Yeah.
OG will knock you the fuck out. Sedative and a half.
Nice. Yeah, I put mine in the drawer. It's like, I'm not getting that confused with the other weed. Like,
I put it in a biohazard baggie for you. As in, like, this is the one that will fuck up your day. This is for I can't sleep. Which will be my last hit of the day today. We just completed Bong Olympics. You're back for the Green Monocle at 4:20.
Woo!
A little bit more excitement, you stone fucks.
Yes.
No, it's just my bong wasn't very successful.
Mine leaked everywhere, darling. Remember, I lost outright again. 2 years in a row, I've lost outright on Bong Olympics.
I'm proud of my first creation.
And Little Bear's
I didn't get to give it a go.
Statement piece is what we're going with. This lovely it's more of a water pipe, but it had a water element, so it passes in Bong Olympics. But we are ripping now from Nick's old bong, a.k.a. the Queen, a.k.a. good old Liz. Happy 420, everyone.
Happy 420. Happy 420. I've never actually like ripped on the Queen because the bowl that I actually came with it is way too big. Mm. So I haven't actually used it. And it was dirt as well.
It's so much cleaner than it was after you used that stuff.
Oh, yeah, it came out really good.
Oh, the fresh. Green, the Optimum Green degunker.
Mm.
That stuff works a dream. Jody saw how dirty this thing was. Like, this was like pitch black around here. 20 minutes in there, an hour in there, and about another half hour with a pipe cleaner. Dang it. Brand new.
Nice.
Right. So, Ben, when did you start smoking weed, babyface?
Oh, it's that time, is it?
It's that time. It's high history, because you got out of it last time because you started chatting.
Yeah, okay. The first time I ever smoked weed, I was either 15 or 16.
It's a teenager.
Yeah. I think it was 15, and I was with my first ever girlfriend at the time. And
oh, young love.
Yeah. But,
God damn it.
Thank you.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, so she really, really enjoyed smoking weed. I was kind of uncomfortable with it, so she said, okay, I won't smoke it around you. And
we all say that to begin with, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. We were together long enough to get invited to like one of her friend's birthday parties.
Jimmy Delight.
And that would have been the first time I'd ever be close to weed.
Okay.
So she really...
At any point she wasn't pressuring you to do it or anything?
No, she didn't pressure me to do it at all. Like, she kind of talked about it a little bit and... told me it's not so bad. She got me to ask questions.
Yeah.
Basically, and she had answers for it. And I was kind of like, okay, it sounds like I shouldn't be too uncomfortable around it. We go to this party. Her friend's got some weed. Asked me if I wanted to try some. I was like, yeah, go on then. I'll give it a go. And the thing is,
the first taste is always free, isn't it?
Oh well, yeah. But the place where we were having this party is this venue in the middle of nowhere. Like, next to a motorway.
Bumblefuck nowhere.
Bumblefuck nowhere, pretty much. Literally, it's on the motorway, there was a big warehouse.
There's a good chance your Uber will be a tractor.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance they don't know what Uber is.
Yeah, but big warehouse on the middle of the motorway, just in bumblefuck nowhere. Right next to it, there's a place that sells garden sheds. Like,
Yeah.
So at this venue, we go, okay, where are we going to smoke the weed? We go down to those garden sheds. We hop the fence into this place that sells garden sheds and go inside the garden sheds.
Hot box.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's exactly it.
It's a hot summer house.
Yeah, but that was the plan.
Or it's a greenhouse. It's a greenhouse.
That was the plan.
Staring your face, about to slap you with it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the plan was to start smoking the joint before we hop the fence. So,
visual jokes and a podcast.
What was I saying? Yeah, so just before we went to hop the fence, we sparked up. And they had told me like what I should expect, what kind of effects I'll feel, all this, that and the other.
So it's stuff they've been smoking anyway. It's not like they've just got it and they don't even know.
Well, actually, this is where the story takes a bit of a turn for the worse. See, the dealer was just a random dealer. Like to in didn't the town where that one guy lives, so they can get to this party.
Yeah.
In bumfuck nowhere, you know. And
it would take a dealer with half decent crap we get around there to go into the sticks and sell it like it's the stuff you get from California. They know no different.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, as long as it looks green and pretty, they'll smoke it.
Yeah.
So what? So we were playing traffic lights round in a circle. And we're just chatting away, like playing traffic lights. I take the first one. They say, just take a little one. Goes, like, I took probably a lot larger than I actually should have.
Everyone thinks it's a cigarette. Everyone thinks they can handle the funky stuff.
Exactly. And I'd never smoked a cigarate either.
We all want to be Bertie Big Bollocks in front of our mates. Shit.
So I didn't know.
So the first ever smoke in your lungs was cannabis.
Yeah.
You lucky son of a bitch.
So yeah, that happened. So it gets about halfway around the circle for the traffic lights. And my friend's talking about why she loves smoking weed. Yeah. And I'm getting the light feelings of like, oh yeah, like, all that. It gets worse. Now, at the time, I was very naive and optimistic. And I thought, oh, whatever they tell me, like, if they missed something...
Use the correct term. You were a noob.
Yeah, total noob. Absolute fucking total noob. And...
We all were once.
I didn't
know... We don't
know,
get to the level of stoner we are now about going through...
Didn't know that you don't hallucinate when you smoke weed. Like, not, like, proper...
Not unless it's proper psychotropic lace shit, which we don't get in this country.
Yeah, if
only. Stoner movies lied to you, didn't they?
Dude, like, so my friend was talking.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to tell this story if you're just gonna upset you.
No, it's not gonna upset me at all. No, this is, no. It gets funnier.
Okay, go.
It gets funnier.
Go.
She's talking.
God damn it, Joni, stop talking.
And she says, I really love the feeling I get when I smoke weed, because if I think about rising up into the air, I float up into the air. She literally starts levitating. Like, hovering. I'm just kind of like, what?
Isn't that like a scene from How High or something?
You pretty much, yeah.
That's why I mean, this is what I say, because I know mates have all had this story, have a similar first time story.
And
stoner movies lie to you, kids.
Yeah.
Weed's great, it's not that great.
And then she said, oh yeah, and when if I feel like I'm like snuggling into the ground, I just start melting, and then she literally starts melting into the ground, kind of like,
oh, like, oh, that
bubbles it.
Oh, that I'm like thinking, juice.
Okay. But yes, I'm smoking weed. This is the thing. I don't ever get paranoid when I smoke weed, because I've got like that mentality of just the first time I didn't realize something was wrong. I was just like, oh, it's probably just the weed.
Yeah.
So if I'm worried about something, I just go, it's just the weed.
Yeah.
That's how I bypass the paranoia.
Yeah.
But
I gotta say, this is the best and most relaxed I've felt in a bit. Couple of days, and it has taken a lot of medication to get me to here. But I'm not worried. I'm not too worried about as worried as I was about work. Still am, but not as worried as I was.
We love the medication.
We love the medication.
And the company.
And those are some big old titties. Sorry, we've got a silent Rick and Morty episode playing in the background, and there were some tig old biddies on the screen. And Little Bear's upset she missed the big old bit, the tig old biddies.
So we'll go back. You can see them in a bit. Yeah.
One story that I want to say about me and you getting high, baby lungs, and you got your baby face there, you like that, was the spots tour me, you and Nikki did, one of the a couple summers back.
Mm.
We went to all the spots in Croydon that we usually smoke in. We did them in one night. I met you guys. Didn't I meet you guys in Nando's? I met you and someone else in, like, crashed.
I remember
crashed. We crashed somebody's Nando's.
I think might have been yours.
No, it's Frankie.
Yes.
Frankie.
It was Frankie. Yeah.
Big Bear.
Yeah.
I miss Frankie.
Yeah, I do.
We gotta go down that rabbit hole.
How's
right
she doing
now.
These days?
Good, as far as I know.
Is she off Facebook?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I only really hear. I'm mainly here from Callum.
She's a lady of mystery.
She always has been.
Yes.
She always has been.
Yeah. So we crashed
away with the fairies.
We crashed someone's Nando's.
Awesome.
I had stuff. You had stuff. And Nick had stuff. All different stuff. So we were smoking. We were mixing up salads as we were going around. Nikki was rolling all night because I can't roll without a machine, and I just think you couldn't be bothered, or we got you too stoned that you couldn't at one point.
Probably the latter.
Bit of column A.
It got to the point that we had to refuel in the Green Dragon. Me just wolfing down a like southern fried barbecue sandwich like it's going out of fashion.
Mm.
And then Nikki gave me £10 for pizza money on the way home. He's just like, I know what you like, pizza money. And I'm so glad
you guys know.
But your Nando's didn't. You took a hit of my Afghani, and it didn't agree with you.
No, it didn't. I was.
He ralphed in front of the condemned church.
Yeah.
dang.
Oh, that was not a good one.
We got him some water, though. And he calmed down.
Needed about 20 minutes, I'd say.
Yeah. No, you hit the last... We went to one last spot before I got the bus home.
Yeah.
And you joined in. We made sure it was your stuff, though, because you knew you'd be all right on that.
Mm.
That's why you should have multiple strains, kids. For desired effects.
I think the best strain I smoked was... PPP. That was the one. Pure Power Plant.
PPAP.
Yay, little bear. Little bear just rolled a...
Do you know where that comes from?
Ten Pineapple Apple Pen?
Yeah.
No.
So, it's really weird. So, one of my co-workers, before she got deported back to Japan because her visa ran out.
Yeah.
Itchy. No, it was fine. It was a limited visa, so...
Oh, no, I just like saying that.
Okay. No, she went back legally. She stayed here. She just fulfilled the time she was going to be here. But, what was I saying? Yeah, she... Obviously, because she's Japanese...
Yeah.
She told me, like, because obviously she said to learn English, which is out of here.
And it's not broken. Anybody seeking a special second language is amazing that you do that in public. Yeah, no,
she speaks it really, really well. Like, she's...
No, but I hate people that refer to it as, like, I'll apologise for their broken English. It's like, it's not broken, you just still haven't learned all of it yet. Mm. You're doing your best to...
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, there was
you're better than I am, I can't speak two languages.
There was never a point I understood it at all.
I can read Kryptonian, big whoopity doo.
But,
I ain't got two languages in me.
She told...
Must have had at one point.
One of the... So, you know those, like, when you're learning a language in secondary school?
Yeah.
And they show you those, funny, stupid videos or audio tapes where they've got like songs,
weird songs
to teach you.
That in every other language, the word for pineapple is ananas,
and
we're the only language that call it a pineapple.
But we have bananas.
Yeah, but that's... they took the name. They took the name for bananas, which is actually the name for pineapple.
Weird.
Yeah. Fuck! What was I saying?
Where PPAP came from?
Yeah. One of those songs that they have when they're teaching kids English is, I have a pen.
Yeah.
I have a... Oh, what was it?
An apple.
I have an apple. Like, that's I have a pen. I have an apple. That pineapple pen. And that's one of the things that they teach. So he's basically just taken that and turned it...
Put
into
it to a weird techno beat where it was number one in Japan for several weeks.
Yeah.
Weird.
They went mad for it. Because everyone knew it. Because that's how they'd all been taught.
Ah, fair enough.